Yeah, so 2 weeks from now.
Call to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 present, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Approval of minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes as distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please aye. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council. Are there any announcements? Councilmember Smiley.
Yes, at the appropriate time, I will be requesting council's approval to have ordinances 13-022, 023, 024, 25, 26, which are budget ordinances, read in the record at one time and then be making a motion to table all of the above.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Any other announcements? Mr. Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an item J resolution, which I'm sponsoring along with Councilman Schultz.
Thank you. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will be leaving resolution 13-110 under the consent counter, but I would ask for consideration of the chair and council to formally make the presentation under presentations.
That's how we do it.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Any other announcements? Seeing none, we'll now move to introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Ordinance 13028, amendment grants budget appropriate $202,000 in state grant and aid funds for the Ashland Jones Senior Center FY 2014 for the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 13029, amendment grants budget realigned $250,000 of program income within the Neighborhood Stabilization Program Food Grant. Ordinance 13030, amendment grants budget appropriate $500,000 in anticipated program income from the sale of homes to the Neighborhood Stabilization Program Food Grant to address housing foreclosures in Utessa County. Ordinance 13031, amendment grants budget for FY 2014 appropriate federal funds of $683,350 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and program income of $100,000 to the Home Investment Partnership Program HOME as follows. Appropriate $48,140 to home administration by 2014, $632,708 to Home Investment Partnership FY 2014, and $102,502 to Home Investment Partnership Community Housing Development Organization FY 2014. Ordinance 13032, amend the grants budget for FY 2014, appropriate $1,907,716 from the Department of State, Delaware Division of Libraries to A, Library Administration, $112,876, B, Academic Library, $125,343, C, Fair Library, $308,872, D, Claymont Library, $108,576, E, Brandywine Hundred Library, $287,876, F, Ellesmere Library, $128,633, G, Hocussin Library, $162,565, H, Kirkwood Library, $202,122, I, Newark Library, $278,816, and the J, Woodlawn Library, $172,037. Ordinance 13033, amend the grants budget appropriate $1,979,300 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and $350,000 in estimated program income to the Community Development Block Grant FY 2014 administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 13034, amend the grants budget for FY 2014. Appropriate federal funds of $176,404 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to the HUD Emergency Solutions Grant FY 2014, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 13035, amend the grants budget, realign $200,000 of federal funds within the Neighborhood Stabilization Program grant administered by the Department of Community Services.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have reports from select and special committees. We begin with Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, on April 10th and April 22nd, we had budget hearings at 3 p.m. in the 8th floor. Today, we had the Finance Committee meeting, discussed items on this evening's agenda, and approved some grants.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Land use.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Vetter.
On April 16th, 3 o'clock, in our workshop chambers, we had a couple items came up. One was down in Rockwood Subdivision, and the other one was rezoning for Mill Creek Hunter, Lancaster Pike.
Thank you. Thank you. Public Safety.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had an excellent Public Safety Committee meeting. We had updates from the various departments, and also had a report on the next generation of 911.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Community Services, Mr. Collins.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Community Services Committee met this afternoon at 3 o'clock, 8th floor conference room. On our agenda was Resolution 13113, which is on the agenda tonight to be adopted by the County Council. The agenda would authorize the filing of an application to the federal government for federal assistance. Also on the agenda this afternoon, we were presented with the Community Development Block Grant Funding Plan, as well as the process to award grants to community organizations. We had an update on the Absalom Jones Senior Program at Absalom Jones Community Center, the pass-through grant from the state of Delaware. We had a presentation on the Summer Youth Program. Applications were received by council members yesterday. And we have a new senior brochure that's available for community meetings. And we also had a very decent conversation around the benefits of the Neighborhood Stabilization Program.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins. Special Services. Mr. Powers.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
On Tuesday, April 16th, 1:30 on the 8th floor, we had a meeting of the Special Services. We discussed DENREC's proposed sediment and stormwater technical documents, a presentation on Newcastle County Fleet Program, and a discussion of Governor Prince Boulevard Sewer Project.
Thank you, Mr. Powers. Personnel.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you.
Yes.
The Personnel Subcommittee met last Tuesday, April 16th. The topics discussed were the updating of the Council Employee Handbook and staffing issues.
Thank you. Executive Committee, today we discussed the Pritchard & Associates educational firm and their scope of research as it relates to education in Newcastle County. We discussed and reinstated the Boards and Commission Subcommittee, which will be led by yours truly and co-chaired by Councilmember Diller. And we had a in-depth discussion again with a path forward relative to the Wilmington City Council workshop room, which we share with that body. Moving on now to consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a separate request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and published in the newspaper and available in the back of this room. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 13107, honoring the life and legacy of Phyllis R. Land. Resolution 13108, reappointing Joseph Nesby to the Newcastle County Department of Community Services Board. Resolution 13109, reappointing Renee DeGene to the Newcastle County Department of Community Services Board. Resolution 13110, congratulating and commending Senior Sergeant Karen Mesner on being the 2013 Torch Runner for Delaware Law Enforcement Torch Run.
Madam Clerk, thank you. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call reveals 13, yes.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President, I would make a motion to go out of order for purposes of council considering resolution 13-117, please.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I would request that resolution 13-117 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 13-117, appointing Michael Finnegan to the Newcastle County Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees.
Mr. Smiley.
With one slight comment, I will say, as per the title, and that is just that for those in attendance, this board is also at many times referred to as the pension board. That's it.
Thank you. Mr. Cartier.
There's been a kind of concern raised in certain quarters about this council not caring about financial expertise on the pension board. With this appointment by our fine retiree, Michael Finnegan, served honorably in our finance department for over 30 years. We will respond to those critics, and we will send a message. Newcastle County Council cares about the pension fund and stewardship of those assets for our pensioners.
Well said, Mr. Cartier. Any other questions or comments from council? Public comment? Seeing none, floor is now closed. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
I am recusing myself from this vote because of the appearance of a conflict of interest.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 recusing.
13-117 is approved.
Mr. President.
Mr. Smiley.
My recent attendance at the last pension board meeting, at the end of the meeting when they attempted to schedule their, were planning to schedule their May meeting, they seemed to be having some difficulty with assuring that they would have a quorum. In light of that, I would ask that Mr. Terry Stone and Mr. Finnegan step forward to take the oath of office by the Chief Deputy Clerk of the Peace, Mr. Tom Covello.
Mr. Stone, Mr. Finnegan, are you present? Please step forward.
Thank you, sir. And I would ask if Ms. Holly Shin would step up as a witness, please. You have the floor, sir.
Responsibilities
to carry out the responsibilities
as a member of the Newcastle Town
as a member of the Newcastle County
Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees to the best of my ability
freely acknowledging that the powers of this office
flow from the people
I am privileged to represent.
I further swear
always to place the public interest
above any special
or personal interest
and to respect the right
of future generations
to share the rich historic
and natural heritage
In doing so,
I will always uphold
and defend the constitutions
of my country
and my state.
So help me God.
President, while they sign off on their documents, I just want to place on the record that although we are all well aware that the Chief Deputy Clerk of the Peace has the legal right to perform the oath of office under state law, a notary public can also do it, and Ms. Holly Shin is a licensed notary, so these guys got a double bang for the buck this evening.
Duly noted for the record.
With that, just so we're ready when they've completed, I would make a motion to return to the regular order of business.
Is that second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Today is the 23rd, right? And the witness.
I would like to thank Mr. Covello for his service, and your check is in the mail, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Covello. Thank you, Holly. Let's give our newly installed board members a big hand. Thank you so much. Represent us well. Council members, do you have any presentations tonight? Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to ask all of council to join me in front of the chamber. This presentation will be made to Senior Sergeant Karen Mesner. She has with her this evening a guest, Elizabeth Nolan. And I'd also like to ask Major Becker and Director of Public Safety Joe Bryant to also join us. And the reason I ask all of council that many times you'll see a united commitment to a resolution of recognition of someone either in a department of Newcastle County and community type efforts. This council has and continues to be committed to our Special Olympics and those folks who participate in the Special Olympics, and we're especially proud of Sergeant Mesner. So with that being said, I'd like to ask all of the council to join me and we'll make this presentation.
Resolution number 13
Resolution number 13-1110, introduced and sponsored by all of Newcastle County Council. Congratulating and commending Senior Sergeant Karen Messner on being the 2013 Torch Runner for the Delaware Law Enforcement Torch Runner. Whereas Senior Sergeant Karen Messner, Newcastle County Police Department, has been honored and privileged to be named the Torch Runner of the Year for 2013 and designated to deliver the Flame of Hope at the Special Olympic Summer Games on June 7, 2013. Senior Sergeant Messner is the first Newcastle County police officer selected to carry the torch for this event. And whereas Senior Sergeant Karen Messner has been recognized as a consummate team player and torch run leader for the Delaware Torch Run and Special Olympics movement since 1996. She is currently a Newcastle County Police Department Patrol Supervisor for the Western District D Platoon, and even while working shift work, has remained very involved with the law enforcement, torch run, and the Special Olympics. She has served in numerous roles, such as a torch runner, recruiter, fundraiser, and coach. In addition, Sergeant Messner has participated in the Polar Bear Plunge for the past 6 years and the Over the Edge competition, rappelling 17 stories, that's 170 feet, 17 stories to support the Special Olympics of Delaware in May 2012. And whereas Senior Sergeant Karen Messner finds it very rewarding to work with these two groups, one of her most memorable roles is as coach at the Special Olympics was when she ran in the 2012 Special Olympics Delaware Marathon with two athletes, Jimmy McNeely and Christ Chirona. She was very inspired by their achievements and said, and I quote, "I'll never forget how proud both athletes were crossing the finish line." Senior Sergeant Messner is especially inspired by the Special Olympics organization and how this organization teaches everyone that just about anything in life is possible. And whereas Senior Sergeant Karen Messner exemplifies unparalleled commitment and service to the Special Olympics, as well as to the Newcastle County Police Department, she is a true inspiration to everyone. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby congratulates and commends Senior Sergeant Karen Messner on being the Delaware Law Enforcement for Special Olympics Torch Runner of the Year for 2013. Woo!
Congratulations. Yeah, I was trying. I've had a hard time.
Congratulations.
Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions.
I get it right the next time.
R13-111. Mr. Bell?
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm sorry, sir. You ready?
111.
111, yes.
Hold on for a half second.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Move the resolution number 13-111 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13-111 to amend the declaration of restrictions dated July 9, 1996 in regard to the Rockwood subdivision, lots 1A, 1B, and 1C, being approximately 147.7 acres located in Barrett, Delaware, 19702, off of Delaware Route 40 and Church Road, and also known as Newcastle County Tax Parcel Number 10043-00011, 10043-00022, 10048-00043.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have with us tonight counsel for the applicant. Should there be any questions, this particular resolution was reviewed in detail and presented by the applicant at our most recent land use meeting. And basically, the resolution proposes to amend an existing declaration of restriction to permit an increase in construction height for architectural details with no increase in density.
Thank you. Questions or comments? Council? Public comment? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13, yes.
R13-111 is approved. R13-112, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
I'd like resolution 13-112 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration tonight.
Second.
Resolution 13-112, amend the capital program, appropriate $215,000 of state funds to the Claymont Library Project.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of council, this resolution, what it will do is it will amend the capital program for Newcastle County, and it will allow the appropriation of $215,000 of state funds through the Claymont Library Project, which is currently under construction off Darley Road. And just for background for the record, the 7.5-acre site for the Claymont Community Library, which is under construction, is encircled on a 180-degree roadway known as Lenape Way. When this library project began, it is in advance of a lot of the construction of the Darley Green project, where it's situated. Currently, there is one entrance completed on Darley Road that the developer has built, but because of the advanced schedule of completion for the library, it's felt that we need to have a second access point off Darley Road for full serviceability of the library for both motor vehicle traffic and pedestrians. So our state legislators, out of their concern for this project and having a an opening this fall and having full access, they have acquired this appropriation out of state budget for us to apply to this project. And I'd just like to thank, for the record, Senator Harris McDowell and Representative Brian Short, the state legislators that I share Claymont with, for their advocacy in securing this additional funding to open the road, Lenape Way. And I did receive some concerns from Councilman Smiley. This roadway is part of the record plan for Darley Green, and at the end of the when the project reaches a proper stage of completion, these roads internal to the project, including Lenape Way, will be dedicated for state maintenance.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Any questions or comments from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
The roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 here.
R13-112 is approved. R13-113, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution 13-113 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Second.
Resolution 13-113, authorizing the filing of an application for federal assistance with the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended and the Cranston Gonzalez National Affordable Housing Act of 1992 as amended.
Mr. Hollins.
Per title, Mr. President, I would add that this resolution also confirms County Council as a partner in this contract with Newcastle County Government and the federal government.
Thank you, sir. Questions, comments? Public? Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Present.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 present.
13-113 is approved. 13-114, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R13-114 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 13-114, authorizing the execution of one non-bid purchase order contract for mobile-focus software maintenance and support and licenses to AssetWorks, Inc., totaling $26,530.
Mr. Smiley.
I say this is a renewal contract for the maintenance and support and the licenses to keep our operations going.
Questions, comments from council?
As was stated in committee, this has to do with tracking the vehicle maintenance and the
right. Right. Council, you have any questions, comments? Public comments, seeing none. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
13-114 is approved. 13-115, Mr. Smiley again.
Mr. President, I request that R13-115 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 13-115, authorizing the execution of 7 non-bid purchase order contracts for library books and materials to Baker and Taylor Companies, totaling $68,500.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, just to place on the recorded record for council, I'll go through the libraries and the amount of funds allocated there too. Newark Library, $5,300. Claymont Library, $8,000. Garfield Park Library, $2,000. Newark Library, $5,000. Appaquidimink Library, $5,000. Bear Library, $25,200. Brandywine 100 Library, $18,000. And these are state funds coming through for the purchase of library books. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council, you have any questions or comments? Public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Power?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13, yes.
13-115 is approved. 13-116. Mr. Smiley, you're busy tonight.
Mr. President, I request that R13-116 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 13-116, approving the refund of taxes paid in error.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, just in short, these funds are for 2701 Kirkwood LLC, refund in the amount of $17,870.84. was a duplicate payment, and I'm just glad the individual doesn't balance my checkbook.
Questions, comments, counsel? Seeing none, public, any comment? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call for Bill 13, yes.
13-116 is approved. 13-117, we took care of that for the record. Moving on to ordinances, 13-022, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, with council's approval, I would request that 13-022, 023, 024, 025, and 026 be read by title only.
Second.
Ordinance 13022, the annual revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year 2014, beginning July 1, 2013. Ordinance 13023, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2013 for fiscal year 2014. Ordinance 13024, the ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects. Projects approved in the fiscal year 2014 capital budget. Ordinance 13025, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2013. Ordinance 13026, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July
1, 2013.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. All five of these ordinances are budget ordinances, and we will be discussing them in depth at least one time in the future. With that, I would officially request that 13-022, 023, 024, 025, and 026 be tabled to a later date.
Second.
Questions or comments? We need a vote on the motion. All in favor of tabling, say aye.
Aye.
And against, ayes have it. We'll move on to ordinance 13-023. Seven, I'm sorry. Ms. Cartier?
Yes. Okay. Which one are we looking at now?
027.
27,
sorry.
Yes, I'd like ordinance. I had to flip the page. I'd like to have ordinance 13-027 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13027, amend the capital budget appropriate $215,000 of state funds to the Claymont Library project.
Thanks, Cody. Thank you, Mr. President. Yes. This ordinance is the companion ordinance for resolution 13-122, and this ordinance will actually appropriate the $215,000 in state funds to the currently under construction Claymont Library project, and that's what it is.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Questions or comments from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Power?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, one here.
13-027 is approved. Ordinance 12-081, Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Ordinance 12-081 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 12-081, revised zoning map, No. 600 Southside, Old Lancaster Pike, east side of King Grant Road, and surrounded by Charter Oak, 746 acres from NC 21 Neighborhood Conservation to ST Suburban Transition, and to amend the comprehensive plan consistent therewith.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is Walker Farm that has come before us several times, most recently last week in committee, and prior to that we heard the appeal on the subdivision variance. It's a community of a total of 47 lots, a combination of townhomes and singles. It's been vetted through the community, through the public umbrella group, GATA, and has also had a focus group formed, and for 15 months the focus group of the adjoining neighborhood and other surrounding properties worked with the developer and the attorney to get some significant concessions, among them being the saving of an historic house on the property that's going to be renovated into a townhome, taking it actually back to its roots when it was a family home divided in two. The applicant and his attorney are here. If anybody would like them to do a presentation, they are certainly willing to do that, and I leave that up to the will of the council.
Council members, do you desire to have a presentation? Mr. Cartier?
Yes, I'd like to request that.
Please come forward. Please state your name for the record, please.
Thank you, President. My name is Sean Tucker. I'm a land use attorney here in Delaware, and I represent the applicant this evening. Councilwoman Kilpatrick's summary of how we got here this evening, certainly on point and accurate. My client and I have been working with the community for about a year, and the plan that you see before you this evening represents compromises by both my client and the community. GATA had also been an actor in reviewing this application and working with the community and my client, and I'm happy to report that both GATA and the GATA Focus Group, which is made up of various community members in Charter Oak, support this application this evening. The site is about 12 and a half acres. It is proposing 47 lots. The plan this evening, one of those lots is an existing barn that is being preserved with a non-conforming use, which is essentially a nursery type of use and fertilizer and other things, that mulch that's sold out of that existing location. The existing zoning is NC. Obviously, this evening we're proposing a change to ST, which will permit the increase in density. One of the features that was very important to the community, of course, is the cul-de-sac that you see before you, and there is a member of the community here tonight who led the focus group. He'll be happy to speak if council would like to hear from him as well regarding the cul-de-sac and other features of the plan that were important to the community. One other feature I'll point out, Councilman Cartier, is if you notice the single-family lots, just grab my laser pointer here, put it to some use for a change. If you notice the single-family lots along the left side of the plan, they are actually facing existing single-family homes in Charter Oak, so to preserve that character. And that was something we did, again, to address community concerns, to try to maintain the character of our neighbors in terms of the community character. And then we brought up the single road with the towns and the twins that are buffered by the singles, as well as a large amount of open space towards the rear. And there's about 40% open space on this proposal. Lastly, I'll just click off the legal standards. The Department of Land Use and the Planning Board, I'm happy to report, also unanimously recommended in favor of this application in a February 19th, 2013 recommendation. The department did go through the legal standards, of course, required under 4031.410 of the code, but I'll just briefly click them off for the record. We respectfully submit this application is consistent with the comprehensive plan. This is a developed area. Comprehensive plan calls for infill, in particular in developed areas of the county. It's also a level 4 investment area under the state map, which of course is also part of our comprehensive plan. So it is an area that is earmarked for infill and further development. Section, or I should say paragraph D, because you skip to that under the code once you satisfy A. Suitability of the property for the uses for which it has been proposed or restricted. Mr. Ziegler is here this evening, who is our civil engineer, and as you can see, the layout proposed by Mr. Ziegler does accurately provide for single-family homes as well as the mixture of twins and towns consistent with the county code, and fair number of variances that we also needed to address the cul-de-sac road and that single driveway. But clearly this is a plan that is this property is certainly suitable for the uses that we are proposing, which are, of course, all residential. Effect on nearby properties, I touched on that a little bit. We've tried to minimize adverse impact by loading those signals facing directly across the street instead of internal. There's a significant amount of landscaping that is being provided as part of this application to also buffer the neighbors to more towards the bottom or rear of the plan you're looking at. In addition, the cul-de-sac was an important thing to the community in terms of reducing the likelihood of some adverse impact. And I already mentioned Section F, which is recommendation by the department, which was in favor. So that's a sort of a quick thumbnail sketch of how we got here in a little bit more detail.
And I was not able to attend the last Land Use Committee meeting. That's why I'm requesting you coming up and giving me an idea of this. Also, because we were attending our NICFAC, you know, financial projections. I did have a question, if I could, Mr. President.
Party 8.
So we are preserving a historical feature on the land.
That's correct.
On the site.
That would be right here, Councilman. That is a farmhouse that was originally used as two separate units, believe it or not.
Okay.
And that is being preserved, and that will serve as a twin.
Okay, good. How are you handling runoff or stormwater from the site?
If I may, I'll let Mr. Ziegler get into the specifics. Councilman Cartier, there are a couple of stormwater management basins and green technology that's interwoven into that to meet both the county drainage code and DENREC stormwater management regulations. But if I may, Mr. Ziegler can maybe dig in a little bit more detail and give you some more specifics on that.
Please state your name for the record.
Mark Ziegler with McBride and Ziegler. And I think Sean did a pretty good job giving you a thumbnail sketch of the we're going to handle drainage with 6 to 7 bioretention areas throughout the site. This plan doesn't do really a good job of showing where those bioretention areas are. And we will control not only we will provide not only quality control and quantity control, but also, how do I turn this on, Sean?
You
got to
work together often.
Huh? Where's that? Right, there we go. Anyway, right there. There's a bioretention area there. So we're going to have them throughout the entire property. There's a bioretention back over here, and we will satisfy state and county code drainage requirements.
Any other questions, comments?
I think I'm satisfied, and I'd just like to say that it's great to see a project development looking at a historic building as an asset to the project and not something to be swept away and thrown into a dumpster. So I applaud that, you know, adaptive reuse or constructive reuse of, you know, existing historical buildings.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just want to take the opportunity on record to compliment Councilwoman Kilpatrick and her community outreach for this particular project. Not always do we see an applicant, its legal counsel, and meet with the community, get community input, get the support of GATA, which is very important up in the Hokeson area. And I think that the different things that have been brought up about this particular plan, meeting a comprehensive plan, but the infill and the proper placement of this particular type of development is important. And in addition to doing the preservation of it, of historic, I think this really kind of exemplifies the fact that communities can be involved. And like I said, I compliment Councilwoman Kilpatrick. This is a well-done plan, and it has the support of the community and its civic group from Hokeson. So
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Can I just respond to that for a second? Thank you, Councilman Bell, for the compliment, but it isn't necessarily mine. We have a fairly strong community up there that does understand that there's a balance between development and the need to keep the economy going, to not have a community that is dying. I mean, we talk about jobs, we talk about growth all the time, not always in good light, but there definitely has to be a balance to keep us thriving, and I believe that this community has found that.
Job well done, Councilwoman.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions for Mr. Tucker? Thank you, Mr. Tucker.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Council.
Public comment? Seeing none, as you know, Council, this requires a poll vote. Please state your vote and reason for your vote. Madam Clerk?
Mr. Bell?
I am voting yes, based upon the positive recommendation of land use, the plan meeting the criteria in our comprehensive plan, as well as the characteristics of the neighboring communities.
Mr. Bullock.
Yes, based on the plan being properly vetted by the community stakeholders and land use planning board, and all involved have given it the green light.
Mr. Cartier.
I am voting yes, based upon the positive recommendation of our Department of Land Use Planning Board, the fact that they are preserving historical buildings on the site, and that the community has been well involved and is in support of the rezoning.
Ms. Dillard.
I am voting yes because of the recommendations of Land Use Planning Board and because the development is consistent with the character of the surrounding communities.
Mr. Hollins.
I'm voting yes in support of the analysis performed by the Department of Land Use and the confirmation of the Planning Board.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Department of Land Use and the fact that this development fits well into the character of the surrounding area.
Mr. Powers.
I'm voting yes for the recommendation from Land Use and also the character of the community, the land of cul-de-sacs. If we go back.
Mr. Ratta?
I'm voting yes in agreement with Land Use and the Planning Board.
Mr. Sheldon?
I am also voting yes with the approval and the positive recommendation of Land Use and the community character being kept.
Mr. Smiley?
I am voting yes based on my agreement with the recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Street?
Yes, based upon the recommendation of the department.
Mr. Tackett?
I am voting yes and joining the Land Use and Planning Board in their positive recommendation.
Mr. Weiner?
I'm voting in the affirmative. However, I have to state for the record that the Planning Board did recommend that this community not be cul-de-sac. Having said that, with that caveat, the Planning Board was in support with the Land Use Department, and so thus I'll be voting in the affirmative.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 12-081. is approved. Item J, honorary resolutions. Sponsors, do you have any resolutions?
Mr. Cartier?
Yes, I'd like resolution 13-118 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 13118, in career of the Honorable Rosalind Tolson.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes. Judge Tolson is retiring after a long career as a magistrate and done a lot of great work over the years, and per title, per language in the resolution.
Mr. President.
Mr. Street.
I had no idea this was coming forward tonight, and assuredly I've had a great deal of contact with this court, and just Judge Tolson started the program, obviously to her credit, she's been recognized for it, 1996, and this happened to be the year that the school desegregation order was officially lifted, and the court, in this instance, with her leadership, has been a great asset. I've had a lot of contact back and forth with her office, with her directly over the years, and with that, I would respectfully request that Mr. Cartier consider adding me as a co-sponsor to this.
Duly noted.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Public comment? Madam Clerk.
DeVille?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Approved. Any other resolutions?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes. Resolution number 13-119 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13-119 honoring and acknowledging Edith M. Bunny Wilson.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Mr. President. Edith M. Bunny Wilson, rather unique county employee, and I attended a function for her sponsored by many of her cohorts at the 911 Center. It was held down in Smyrna this afternoon to pay tribute and honor and recognize Bunny. She is diagnosed with cancer and terminally ill, and they do not anticipate that she'll be with us much longer, but she thoroughly enjoyed the afternoon, and I think just two paragraphs of this kind of tells it all, besides being a wonderful family-type person. But from 1973 to 2003, Edith M. Bunny Wilson was directly involved with the creation of Newcastle County Safety Town Program and served as the East Coast Coordinator for Safety Town. This program taught school children about safety while walking, biking, and driving around. These classes had actual towns, roads, and cars for the children to play and learn, and it were just their size for the children. Bunny truly loved working with the children and this particular program. During her tenure of service with the 911 Center, she served as an emergency call operator, as a police communications specialist. She was directly involved on a regular basis in training and mentoring newly hired emergency call operators. She was also involved in teaching emergency call operators to deal with our hearing and speech impaired community. I guess the one sentence in this is that Bunny was the mother hen to everyone who knew her. Bunny is and continues to be the type of person that truly enjoys serving others and supporting her fellow workers and her community.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Questions or comments? Public comment. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
13-119 is approved. Resolution 13-120, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution number 13-120 be read by title only and placed for council for its consideration and adoption.
Text.
Resolution 13-120, honoring the life of Star, Newcastle County Police Mount.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. This was brought to council's attention by our public safety department, our police department. Star was one of the youngest thoroughbreds ever donated to the Mounted Patrol Unit, began a service to the citizens and officers of Newcastle County back in 1991. And Colonel Setting is unable to be here this evening. Director Bryant is here. But Star and his rider, then Officer Elmer Setting, served at many high-profile events, including VIP visits, crowd control, numerous parades, visits to children, and regular patrols throughout Newcastle County. Star and Officer Setting at the time participated in the National Mounted Patrol Competition and placed first in the uniform category in 1993 and second overall in the obstacle course in 2001. I guess there's something to be said about our four-legged friends, whether it be our canine unit or our mounted patrol. They truly do serve in our efforts for policing in our communities and are really goodwill ambassadors for the county government in many cases. So I present this resolution and ask for council support. And immediately following the meeting, I will present this to Director Bryant to take back to the department.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Comments or questions, council? Public comment? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Present, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
13-120 is approved. Resolution number 13-121, Mr. Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that resolution 13-121 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13-121, honoring the life and legacy of Patricia Pott Cameron Cannon.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes, thank you. I have asked that Councilwoman Kilpatrick to join me in co-sponsoring, as she represented the Centerville District until the last election. As both Janet and I know, Pat was passionate in her representation of Centerville. She was active and president of the Centerville Civic Association. She was and still is a member of the Design Review Board for the Centerville Village. She had a passion for history, loved her job at Hagley Museum, wrote a book about the DuPonts. She gave the institutional history to those that are more recent members to both the Centerville DRAC and Centerville Civic Association. It would be true to say that she had a strong will and the perseverance, and many of the projects will stand as a testament to that perseverance, including the one-lane covered bridge that crosses just where Granogue is. That, if it hadn't been for her and others as well, we never would have had that built. DelDOT said, well, you only built two-lane roads, and she said, no, you don't, and it works perfectly fine as it is. And so I was sorry to hear of her passing. I read about it in the obits today. I look forward to presenting this, representing County Council at a memorial service this Friday, and I think we should appreciate this civic involvement. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner. Mr. Cartier?
I would like to request to join as co-sponsor, and I have some remarks about Pat Cannon. She was an early follower or advocate for the Claymont Renaissance. I recall her being at many of our meetings, and I think I also had tremendous respect for her preservation record and her advocacy for preservation. And I think she took a lot of the ideas that we were generating at the Claymont Renaissance, which later became the Claymont Hometown Overlay with its track, and took those ideas to Centerville. If I could, maybe, am I accurate about that, Bob?
That is absolutely accurate.
And so we will miss her, and Centerville, Claymont, she was an advocate for celebrating areas of the county that had a town-like quality and understood land use principles, as well as being a preservation advocate, and she will be missed.
And I would be pleased and honored to add Councilman Cartier as a co-sponsor, Mr. President.
Mr. Smiley, did I see your hand up over there? Any other comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, roll call reveals 13. Yes.
13-121 is approved. Any emergency ordinances? Public comment or other? Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I would just like to take a moment to wish all the staff of Newcastle County Council a pleasant Executive Assistance Day tomorrow. Hope they have a good day. And I don't want to influence the rest of council, but say publicly, Ms. Finnegan, you're welcome to have off Saturday, Sunday. I still in debate about. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Let me just say in closing, let me speak for myself. I appreciate our staff, all of our aides, and you're doing an excellent job. Just want to thank you and wish you a happy celebration on Administrative Day tomorrow. Mr. Cartier?
Yes, I want to add accolades. I've said this many times, and I'll still say it. You know, we are a first responder government, fundamentally speaking. People call us when they need help. And I can tell you our legislative aides and the staff of the county council are part of that team of first responders. And this council would be sadly lacking without the staff and the aides helping us serve the residents of this county.
I also want to thank our staff for receiving, along with Councilman Street and I, receiving the Howard High School championship basketball team 40th year anniversary this past week. Also, the staff and aides were here, Student Government Day, along with council members Kilpatrick, Cartier, and Smiley joined me. We want to thank you for Student Government Day. It was an excellent, excellent affair. And thank Bess especially for your leadership. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Why don't we give our staff a round of applause?
Yes, sir.
That's one way of saying a dollar. That was a pity pat. Let's give them a real applause.
And Councilman Smiley will be taking you all to dinner Saturday.
Did it last year. This year is only flowers.
Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.